Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackson Holliday. Batting second. The third baseman, Jordan Westberg. Batting third. The shortstop, Gunnar Henderson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Adley Rutschman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tyler O'Neill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Colton Cowser. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kobe Mayo. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dylan Carlson. Batting ninth. The designated hitter, Jeremiah Jackson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Trevor Rogers. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nico Hoerner. Batting second. The right fielder, Kyle Tucker. Batting third. The designated hitter, Seiya Suzuki. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carson Kelly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Pete Crow Armstrong. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dansby Swanson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ian Happ. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Michael Busch. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Matt Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cade Horton. And now, play ball. Jackson Holliday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. That is ball 4. Holliday is on with a walk. Jordan Westberg is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Westberg strikes out swinging. 1 out. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Holliday, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. That is ball 4. Henderson is on with a walk. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rutschman hits a fly ball towards center. Crow Armstrong makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tyler O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 0-2. O'Neill hits a fly ball towards center. Crow Armstrong makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hoerner softly hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Hoerner is out. 1 out. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Tucker hits a line drive deep towards right center field. O'Neill is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Suzuki hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Mayo makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Colton Cowser is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cowser hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Cowser is out. 1 out. Kobe Mayo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mayo is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dylan Carlson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carlson softly hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Carlson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carson Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kelly hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Crow Armstrong hits a fly ball into right center field. That will be extra bases. Crow Armstrong is safe at second with a double. Kelly moves to third. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Swanson strikes out swinging. One out. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Happ hits a fly ball towards right. O'Neill is there to make the catch. Kelly scores. Crow Armstrong moves to third. That's a sacrifice fly. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball towards center. Carlson makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeremiah Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Bush makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackson Holliday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Holliday is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Holliday hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Jordan Westberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Westberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Westberg hits a ground ball towards third. Shaw throws to second to get Holliday. Westberg is on first. Two outs. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ground ball towards first. Bush fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Orioles 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Matt Shaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shaw hits a line drive deep towards right. O'Neill is there to make the catch. One out. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Horner is 0-for-1 in the game. Horner strikes out swinging. Two outs. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rutschman is 0-for-1 in the game. Rutschman hits a fly ball towards right. Tucker is there to make the catch. One out. Tyler O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball towards center. Crow Armstrong makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Colton Kouser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Kouser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Orioles 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 0-for-1 in the game. Suzuki hits a fly ball towards center. Carlson makes the catch for the out. One out. Carson Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly strikes out swinging. Two outs. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Crow Armstrong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Crow Armstrong hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Crow Armstrong is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Kobe Mayo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. That is ball 4. Mayo is on with a walk. Dylan Carlson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carlson is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlson hits a ground ball to third. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. two outs. Jeremiah Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball towards third. Shaw can't make the play in time. Jackson gets a base hit. Jackson Holiday is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Jackson. The throw from Kelly, and he's caught stealing. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Swanson is out. One out. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Happ is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Happ hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Happ is out. Two outs. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Caleb Thielbar replaces Cade Horton as pitcher. Jackson Holiday is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Holiday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Holiday hits a fly ball towards center. Crow Armstrong makes the catch for the out. One out. Jordan Westberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Westberg hits a ground ball towards the mound. Thielbar throws to first, and Westberg is out. Two outs. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Matt Shaw is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Shaw is safe at second with a double. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Horner is 0 for 2 in the game. Horner strikes out swinging. One out. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Tucker is out. Shaw moves to third. Two outs. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 2 in the game. Suzuki is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andrew Kittredge replaces Caleb Thielbar as pitcher. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rutschman is 0 for 2 in the game. Rutschman hits a line drive towards left field. Happ makes the catch for the out. One out. Tyler O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill strikes out swinging. Two outs. Colton Cowser is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cowser is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carson Kelly is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Crow Armstrong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Crow Armstrong hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Westberg makes the catch for the out. Kelly moves to second. one out. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. Swanson strikes out swinging. Two outs. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Happ is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Happ hits a line drive deep towards left. Kouser makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brad Keller replaces Andrew Kittredge as pitcher. Kobe Mayo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayo strikes out swinging. 1 out. Dylan Carlson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Carlson is on with a walk. Jeremiah Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Jackson Holiday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Holiday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Holiday hits a fly ball towards center. Crow Armstrong makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a ground ball towards first. Mayo fields it and makes the out, unassisted. 1 out. Matt Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Shaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Shaw hits a pop-up towards first. Mayo makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Horner is 0 for 3 in the game. Horner hits a fly ball towards center. Carlson makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Daniel Palencia replaces Brad Keller as pitcher. Jordan Westberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Westberg hits a pop-up towards short. Swanson makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball towards left. Happ makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rutschman is 0 for 3 in the game. Rutschman hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Rutschman is safe at second with a double. Jordan Adams pinch runs for Adley Rutschman batting fourth. Tyler O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. O'Neill is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball towards left. Happ makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.